watching the rhetoric escalate around the Tea Party event, we sort of came together and thought, okay, it's time for us to sort of go public. So today was an opportunity for us to stand up and say, we're American patriots too, and we have core faith and American values that are about liberty and justice and equality, not about violent division and polarization.
In light of that, what do you see as the Tea Partiers' main goal?
To let traditional American values be hijacked by fear-based reactionaries trying to replace life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness with guns, hate speech, and the pursuit of writing their religion into the Constitution.
The New York Times had a profile about the Tea Partiers today, and it was saying that most of them were really financially stable and well-educated and angry. So what do you think they represent for today's American political climate?
I think what you're seeing, and thanks to the New York Times for sort of outing it, the rhetoric we see and the face of the Tea Party movement at the rallies do not come across, frankly, as well-educated and informed. So I think the energy behind the Tea Party movement is about, it's a classist issue. It's a small percentage of people of white privilege who want to maintain that and are not really interested in liberty and justice for all. They're interested in power and privilege for some.
Lastly, what do you see the Tea Party effect being on the midterm elections?
The Tea Party folks are overplaying their hand, and I have really deep respect for broad-based American voter to really look at what's going on here. And when you see rallies with signs that are racist and violent, I think that it pushes people away from that kind of rhetoric. There's a part of me that says, you know, give them a bigger microphone. You know, let's hear what they really have to say. You know, are there things in this country that need fixing? Absolutely. But we need to find ways to fix them together.